Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wheat for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Metzler moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. Peckinpah moves to second. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Wahlberg moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 0 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Barrett reaches third base with a triple. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wahlberg moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheat hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Peckinpah reaches third base with a triple. Metzler goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5 Athletics. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Peckinpah scores. It's Athletics, 6, White Sox, 6. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Wahlberg moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to third for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and moves to third. Hale tags and moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Hale scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 8-6, Athletics. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wheat takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett, who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. Wheat goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a line drive into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Harry McCurdy. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Red Faber. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Ward scores. Lyons goes all the way around to score. It's 10-8, Athletics. Lefty Grove now pitching. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Bernie Nays now playing left field. Ray Schock now catching. Bert Cole now pitching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove bunts towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Bishop hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt French now playing left field. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Clancy strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Nays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nays. Cobb moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Walt French. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is hit by the pitch. Cy Perkins pinch hits for Mickey Cochran. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. It's 12-8, Athletics. Charlie Barnaby now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Schock and he is out, Com applying the tag. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Cy Perkins now catching. Bill Lamar now playing left field. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. Nays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Nays reaches second base with a double. Charlie Barnaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Barnaby reaches second base with a double. Nays scores. It's 12-9, Athletics. Joe Pate now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barnaby moves to third. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Metzler moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Barnaby scores. Metzler moves to third. Peckinpah moves to second. It's 12-10, Athletics. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah misplays the ball. That's an error on Peckinpah. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-5 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cobb is hit by the pitch. Hale moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nays. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Cobb moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-10, Athletics. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nays hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 10. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.